We're joined here by one of the heroes of the week so far. It's Tom Poole, just called up from Florida, already making quite the impact. And Tom, last night, first pro homer, the night before, game-tying RBI single in your pro debut. Walk me through the emotions of these past 2 days.
Yeah, it's been a lot. First getting the phone call, it's one of the best phone calls I've ever received, and I was just super thankful for the opportunity to come up here, and I was just glad I was able to help the team. I know we're in a playoff push now, and just helping us find a way to win and get to the postseason, all that matters right now, and it's a lot of fun, good baseball. So yeah, glad to be a part of it.
One thing that I think people think is sometimes it takes an adjustment period to, you know, get your feet wet in the pros, figure out a routine. What has allowed you to be comfortable, or at least look comfortable, right away?
Just remembering it's the same game you've always played, like college, back down in Florida in the complex here. It's all just baseball. Keep the same thing going. You're here for a reason, and just run with it. It'll work.
Now, you went undrafted. Kind of walk us through that process of not getting picked but still getting picked up, and then the acclimation process that comes after.
Yeah, the two draft days, that was a long couple days. Obviously hoping to hear your name called, and it doesn't happen. It's a tough pill to swallow for sure, and you have to kind of run through your decisions that you've got to make in the next couple days. Do I go back to school? Do I do this? Do I do that? So super thankful for the Rays that they'd give me this opportunity, and yeah, I think that going undrafted, it kind of puts a chip on your shoulder, lets you play a little bit more free. You don't have a number looming over your head or a draft pick that you have to live up to, so you just play as free as you can. There's nothing to it, so you just go out there and do your best.
Now, you played 3 years at Dallas Baptist, and the folks that follow college baseball know Dallas Baptist, but maybe folks that don't follow college baseball have never heard of Dallas Baptist, but it's a powerhouse. How much did you learn down there?
DBU is probably the greatest 3 years of my life. Like, I owe a lot to that program and Coach Heath. It was massive. If you don't watch college baseball, I suggest watching it. It's awesome. A lot of homers, a lot of hits, very offensive, and DBU will give you all that plus some pitching. So yeah, it was a great time. Wouldn't trade it for anything. I loved all 3 years.
Seems like the wind's always blowing out down there, so that never hurts.
No, you've got your days where it's howling in. You can hit a ball pretty hard and it'll hang up, but for the most part, you can put them out pretty easily.
Now, your 1 year of junior college ball at Cloud County, how much did you grow from that experience?
That was a big year for me. I went in thinking I was going to be a pitcher.
Wow.
Yeah, so I was coming in as a two-way, going to probably transition to being a pitcher. Had an injury my first fall, and it kind of prevented me from pitching a lot more, so I kind of just dug into hitting a little bit. And one of my best friends, who I'm going to be in his wedding after the season's over, we just really got to it, and I learned a lot about how to develop and how to work, and just learning about myself. And yeah, it turned me into a great hitter and taught me a lot. Yeah,
was that your first year in the States?
Yeah, it sure was.
So growing up in Canada, we got a lot of Canadians in this organization, but from your perspective, how different is the baseball culture in Canada compared to what you've seen here in the U.S.?
It's not crazy different. There's a lot of talent up there for sure. It's a lot more raw. We don't get as much time on the field, so you kind of got to make the most of your time in the summer and the spring and the fall. But everyone's competitive, tough as nails. So it's just like you come down here and you just got to get used to playing all the time. And that's the biggest difference.
Now, I was reading your DBU bio, and of course, you played a little hockey growing up, according to that bio. But speed skating is something that really jumped out to me. That's a little less common.
Yeah.
How long did you speed skate?
Speed skating was very short-lived. It was one weekend. I did a camp, and I needed something to put on my bio. I was like, I'm throwing that in there because I bet they've never seen it before. But I enjoyed it. I waffled doing it like full time, but I couldn't do it. It was a little too niche for me.
Yeah, I imagine speed skating. Jeez, it's just not something you see a lot of. Do you think that translates at all to stolen base speed?
There's no shot. You move differently as a speed skater from my one weekend of experience.
No doubt about that. So growing up, you know, watching baseball, were you a Blue Jays fan? I imagine, you know, pretty much the whole country is.
Yeah. Growing up, I was actually a Yankees fan.
Wow.
I don't know where it came from. I just kind of bought a hat and liked it, so I just ran with it. I didn't, like, my family's all Blue Jays fans and all that, so the country is behind the Blue Jays, but you get your random fans every once in a while where their family's just from an area or they know someone, so yeah.
Now, here in Charleston, what has it been like for you to not only jump in here, having to get to know, you know, 30 new teammates, basically, but also contributing to a playoff chase? I feel like that's a really unique situation to be in.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I mean, like we were talking about earlier, DBU, I've never had under 40 wins in a season, so playoff baseball is something that we're used to, and I love it. It's just part of it. It's kind of woven into my baseball DNA now, is just trying to win a championship. So I love it. It's way more fun than being 30 games out, for sure.
No doubt about that. Well, championship DNA sounds good to me. Hopefully we can keep pushing here. Tom, congrats on a great start, and appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.